In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, St. John Vianney, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We honor in the liturgy today St. John Vianney, who Pope Benedict had, during his pontificate, made the universal patron of all priests. Previously, he had been just the patron of parish priests, but then he was raised to be the patron of all priests. And we see in St. John Vianney an extraordinary example of dedication, of holiness and piety in his ministry. And we know that even in the seminary, he struggled with certain things, such as Latin, and there were some amongst his teachers that did not want him to be ordained. But the bishop recognized that what he lacked in knowledge would be surpassed by his piety. St. John Vianney had a tremendous devotion to our Blessed Mother and prayed to her constantly for help and assistance in his studies and in all his duties, actually. As a young man, when he was working in the field, he did not have the strength enough even to push the plow, through the field. So he was able to conquer this by taking a statue of Our Lady, and he would throw the statue of Our Lady ahead of him and push the plow to the statue, and when he got there, he would throw the statue again, and then like that, he was able to plow the field. So great was his confidence and trust in Our Blessed Mother. We know that St. John Vianney also had many encounters with the enemy, with evil, with the devil, and who tried to frighten him and to get him to cease in his labor for souls, in his light, in his prayer and penances, and we know that St. John Vianney persevered with great courage, even though when he went to Ars, we know that the village of Ars was in a state of great godlessness, a state of great moral decay, and he spent long hours in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, praying for his people, praying for his flock, for their conversion, and so little by little, soul by soul, through the grace of God, the whole city was conquered. We know that he lamented very greatly on, when he went to Ars, on the people's not keeping Holy Sunday, and people were working on Sunday and had their shops open, and he even told the farmers not to work on Sunday, that God would provide for them if they kept Holy Sunday, wanting to renew the recognition of the sacredness of Sunday as the Lord's Day and a day of rest and a day of to be with one's loved ones and to spend more time in prayer with God. And also he had a very strong dislike and was very strongly against dancing. And encourage the people not to engage in such activity, which could lead them into sin, and perhaps he's known also for his great love of Saint Philomena, and having extraordinary devotion to her, and asking her intercession in so many ways. We can ask Saint John Vianney today to pray for all priests, and that all priests may strive to be ever more conformed to Christ in their ministry and saving souls and their dedication for souls, as St. John Vianney spent such long hours in the confessional and in before the Blessed Sacrament and in praying the Rosary. We see here the true recipe for conquering souls and to bring souls out of darkness into the light of Christ. May St. John Vianney pray for us and assist all of us in our walk with Christ, that like him we may have an ever greater confidence in Our Lady in helping us to conquer all our own struggles and all our own struggles in life, that with her help we too may rise above them to become great saints for the glory of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.